Today, Senator Sarah Chiesky announced she will be hosting transparency talks in Senate District 14. These events will be listening sessions focused on topics related to legislative procedure. The following topics will be discussed at Chiesky's transparency talks. 1, how a bill becomes a law. 2, the committee process. And 3, majority party power. Throughout June, Senator Chiesky will host 3 of these talks. First in Portage, Wednesday, June 10th at the Portage Public Library from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Richland Center, Wednesday, June 17th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Brewer Public Library. And Lodi, Thursday, June 25th, again 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lodi Public Library. Chiesky stated, "I look forward to talking with constituents across District 14 about our legislative process and answering any questions folks may have. I hope to see you at one of my transparency talks. Contact Senator Chiesky's office with any questions." The City of Richland Center is launching a new community engagement initiative called Center Conversations. Residents are invited to join city staff for an informal discussion about city services, operations, projects, concerns, and questions. Wednesday, June 10th, from noon to 1 p.m. at the City Municipal Building. There is no formal agenda, just an opportunity to connect with city staff, ask questions, share feedback, and learn more about what's happening in the community. For more information, contact City Hall at 608-647-3466. The Madison Mobile Vet Center will be in Richland Center for a Veterans Resource event Wednesday, June 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in front of the City Municipal Building. Veterans, service members, and their families are invited to stop by to connect with veteran resources, benefits information, support services, and local organizations. See the Facebook event page for more information. The event is hosted by the Richland County Veterans Service Office. Derek Brown, Richland County Patrol Superintendent, has asked us to remind our listeners County B in Sextonville is closed today. Closed it at 8 a.m., stays closed till 3:30 p.m. for culvert replacement. This is in Buena Vista Township, Section 6. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance and an address on Jarvis Street in the town of Ridgeway. Multiple Iowa County Sheriff deputies responded to the scene. As a result of the disturbance, Tiffany L. Hinkle, age 41, of Savannah, Illinois, was arrested for disorderly conduct. Hinkle was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked on the charges. State Senator Howard Markline announced today that he is officially on the ballot for re-election to represent the 17th Senate District in the Wisconsin State Senate. "I am humbled by the generous support I've received from the residents of the 17th Senate District," Markline said. "As your state senator, I've worked to protect Wisconsin's checkbook and advocate for the unique needs of our community. I'm ready to do what it takes to earn re-election to the state senate so I can help reduce the cost of living, cut taxes, fund our shared priorities, and do what is best for southern and southwestern Wisconsin." Howard Markline is unopposed in the August primary and will be on the ballot for re-election to represent the 17th Senate District November 3rd. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents will consider a proposal this week to increase resident undergraduate tuition by 2% for the 2026-27 academic year. If approved, the increase would remain below the current inflation rate and would help ease universities address rising operating costs while continuing to maintain affordability for Wisconsin students and families. The proposal comes after several years of significant financial restructuring across UW universities, including reductions in structural deficits, operational changes, and campus-level cost containment efforts designed to strengthen long-term financial stability. "We recognize Wisconsin families are managing rising costs in every part of their lives, and that reality informed this proposal said Universities of Wisconsin interim president Renee Wachter. This is a measured increase that helps our universities continue providing strong student support and high-quality academic experiences while keeping a UW education among the most affordable in the Midwest. Over the past decade, resident undergraduate tuition at Wisconsin Comprehensive Universities has increased at a substantially lower rate than public universities in neighboring Midwestern states. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the proposal at its meeting in Milwaukee later this week. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College celebrated a milestone as the first cohort of students graduated from the college's radiography program. 9 students completed the program, which launched in August 2024, to help meet the growing demand for radiographers in Southwest Wisconsin. For Rachel Harris, radiography program director and instructor, watching the first class cross the graduation stage marked the culmination of years of work, growth, and perseverance. When we started in 2024, the students had a really basic understanding of how everything was going to work, she said. Honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better first class to have, because while they were growing as students and future technologists, our program was also growing into something more every day they were here. Graduates of the program are now prepared to work as radiographers in hospitals and clinics, performing diagnostic imaging procedures like X-rays and fluoroscopy. They will work closely with radiologists, physicians, and emergency room staff to capture images used in patient diagnosis and treatment. The need for radiographers remains strong throughout the region. Harris said 7 of the 9 graduates already have jobs, and every student who applied for a position received an offer. Clinical partners frequently contacted the program with job openings for students. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is hosting a free farmer-led meeting Wednesday, June 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Honesty Barn in Rulins Coulee to discuss value-added agriculture as a strategy for generating additional revenue and supporting farm viability. The event will feature speakers including Ryan and Sarah Urbanik from Patty Smashers, Roland Geitz from the Honesty Barn, and Danica Wheeling from Wheeling's Farm and Country Store, and Larkin Breckel, Vernon County's Community Development Coordinator. Value-added agriculture is defined as farmers enhancing raw products to expand their customer base and retain more revenue, covering everything from processed goods like eggs and honey to agricultural experiences such as U-picks and farm stays. Attendees will also receive an update on the Rulins Coulee stream gauge and information on accessing free solar panels for Vernon County farmers. Free burgers from Patty Smashers will be provided. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, along with a coalition of 22 other attorneys general and the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry, is opposing a proposed U.S. Department of Labor rule that would put millions of Americans' retirement savings at risk. The coalition argues the rule would expose workers and retirees to volatile alternative assets such as cryptocurrency. The proposed change is criticized for creating a loophole that prevents courts from evaluating if 401k fiduciaries were, quote, careful and skillful in choosing investments, thereby shifting financial risk from plan managers to workers. The DOL estimates this could affect 4.5 million workers with about $178 billion annually moving into riskier funds. Attorney General Call stated that the government should not be rewriting the rules at the expense of working people, noting the rule could force seniors to delay retirement or increase reliance on public assistance. Now that school is out for the summer break, most children will be spending more time using the internet. It's a great time to make sure everyone stays safe online. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
And then there's UVille. This is a resource toolkit published by the Federal Trade Commission intended for kids age 8 to 12. UVille is free, a standards-based, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that is engaging and fun, which is really important. And you can find that at consumer.ftc.gov. And then there's NetSmarts with a Z, an educational program from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And this provides age-appropriate videos and activities that can teach kids how they can be safe online when they're gaming, using social media, or communicating on smartphones and other devices. And you can find that at missingkids.org/netsmarts with a Z at the end.
There are a couple more resources DACAB recommends, especially if younger children will be online.
And then there's UVille. This is a resource toolkit published by the Federal Trade Commission intended for kids age 8 to 12. UVille is free, a standards-based, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that is engaging and fun, which is really important. And you can find that at consumer.ftc.gov. And then there's NetSmart with a Z, an educational program from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And this provides age-appropriate videos and activities that can teach kids how they can be safe online when they're gaming, using social media, or communicating on smartphones and other devices. And you can find that at missingkids.org/netsmarts with a Z at the end.
If you need more information about internet safety or if you feel you've been scammed online, you can contact DACAB's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 800-422-7128. The 2025 Wisconsin State Health Assessment is the first part of the state's five-year health plan designed to be a data-informed roadmap for improving health and well-being. Developed with input from over 100 organizations, the SHA examines upstream root causes such as income, housing, and environment that influence health behaviors and outcomes and serves as a foundation for developing Wisconsin's next state health improvement plan. Wisconsinites identified major barriers to optimal health, including high costs, poor access, and a lack of whole person prevention-focused care. The rising cost of living, causing economic stress, feelings of burnout and poor access to mental health care, a lack of affordable housing, and inadequate public transportation, particularly in rural areas. One in five Wisconsinites report poor or fair physical health. One in seven report poor or fair mental health. And life expectancy has decreased compared to before the COVID-19 pandemic. Community-based organizations, businesses, and the public health system are identified as rich assets that can be leveraged to improve health if adequately resourced. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. Donors of all blood types and those looking to give blood for the first time are encouraged to book an appointment in the coming days or weeks ahead. Several blood drives will be held in the area this week. Blood drives begin tomorrow, Wednesday, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Sauk County Health Department in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Wisconsin Secure Program Facility in Boscobel at the M Building located on the east end of the parking lot. Use sponsor code WISECURE for that drive. A Red Cross blood drive will be held Thursday, June 4th, from 9:30 to 2 at the Gaze Mills Community Building. Two more blood drives will be held Friday, June 5th, from 11 to 5 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet, and from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Book a time to give blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. praised the benefits of whole milk and President Donald Trump during a Monday stop at a Wisconsin dairy farm. Kennedy said federal school lunch policy deprived two generations of children of whole milk, which provides micronutrients for brain growth, physical development, and bone development, adding, "It really was almost a form of child abuse to do that." Kennedy praised President Trump's leadership for bringing whole milk back to American schools, along with good food and real food that comes from farms, not from chemical plants. Kennedy was joined by Congressman Derek Van Orden. President Trump will be in Chippewa Falls Friday for an agriculture roundtable. A man charged in a double fatality OWI crash near Wausau last September pleads not guilty. Adam Borchert is accused of going the wrong way on Highway 52 when he crashed into an oncoming vehicle, killing Shirley and Arlen Erickson and injuring two others, one of whom had to be hospitalized. Investigators took months to reconstruct the scene before arresting the 37-year-old this spring. He now faces two counts for vehicular homicide while intoxicated and other counts for causing injury and operating with a revoked license. He faces up to 50 years in prison on the two most serious charges and more than 75 years on all counts. He returns to court June 10th. Trial dates have not yet been set. An Appleton man is under arrest for allegedly trying to set fire to a pride flag. The incident began shortly after Monday morning's pride flag raising at the Outagamie County Courthouse. The sheriff's office says the 49-year-old man was spotted lowering the flag and dousing it with gasoline. Before the man could start a fire, he was subdued by deputies and arrested. He's currently in custody awaiting formal charges. A press release from the county states the pride flag has already been replaced, and that the county will not be intimidated from showing its support for all residents. Governor Tony Evers appointed John Florsheim, president and COO of Waco Group, to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors, filling a vacancy left by Jack Salzwedel. Evers cited Florsheim's executive experience, leadership, and extensive business knowledge as key assets that will help bolster the state's economic goals. Florsheim has been in senior leadership at Waco since 2002, guiding its footwear brands, and previously worked in brand management at M&M Mars. He also holds board roles with United Way of Greater Milwaukee, Waukesha County, and North Shore Bank, and is a founding member of Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy. Florsheim expressed his commitment to contributing to WEDC's mission of supporting economic growth and strengthening communities across Wisconsin. The WEDC board is composed of public and private sector individuals providing strategic leadership and operational oversight. I'm honored and excited to join the WEDC board and look forward to contributing to the important work WEDC does to support economic growth and strengthen communities across Wisconsin, said Florsheim. Florsheim earned his bachelor's degree from Brown University and a Master of Business Administration from Yale University. He lives in Shorewood with his wife, and they have three grown children. Wisconsin is getting more than $94 million from the EPA to replace lead water pipes. The feds say funds will be distributed through the DNR, and communities can apply based on need and the number of lead service lines. Officials say Wisconsin has more than 100,000 lead pipes connected to water systems statewide. Experts say replacing each service line can cost between $5,000 and $10,000. It's expected replacement efforts will take decades to finish. Five Wisconsin sheriffs are in a legal fight over whether they can keep holding people for federal immigration officials. The ACLU of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit to stop the practice, arguing local jails should not hold detainees for ICE. A federal judge recently sent the case back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but the sheriffs are now appealing that decision. They say the issue involves federal law and should be handled in a federal court. If the appeal fails, the state's highest court will take up the case. The Vernon County Department of Human Services recognizes June as Elder Abuse Awareness Month, calling for community support to protect older adults age 60 plus. Elder abuse is defined as any action or lack of action that causes harm or creates a significant risk of harm, including physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, neglect, financial exploitation, or self-neglect. Nationally, 1 in 10 older adults experience abuse. Only 1 in 14 cases are reported. Self-neglect is the most frequent local concern. In 2025, Vernon County Adult Protective Services responded to 135 reports, providing essential services and critical assistance to 21 eligible individuals using state funding. Residents are encouraged to wear purple on June 15th for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Key signs of abuse include unexplained financial loss, injuries, poor hygiene, unsafe home conditions, and sudden changes in mood or withdrawal. Prevention requires community involvement, including checking on neighbors, supporting caregivers, and confidentially reporting suspected abuse to local law enforcement. Wisconsin Safety Council is proud to recognize June as National Safety Month, a nationwide observance dedicated to raising awareness about preventing injuries and saving lives in workplaces, on the roads, and in communities. Throughout the month, Wisconsin Safety Council will highlight key safety topics and provide tools, resources, and best practices to help employers and employees create safer environments across the state. Safety is not a one-time effort. It's an encompassing mindset that shifts priorities and builds habits, said Wisconsin Safety Council Executive Director Aaron Huebner. National Safety Month is an opportunity for organizations of all varieties and sizes to examine how they can best commit to protecting their most valuable assets, their teammates, by strengthening their safety culture. National Safety Month focuses on a different safety theme each week: moving safety forward, staying safe on the roads, promoting holistic worker health, and preventing slips, trips, and falls. Every step towards safety makes a difference, Huebner added. We encourage Wisconsin businesses to use this month as a launching point for year-round safety improvements. Wisconsin Safety Council invites employers, safety professionals, and community leaders to participate by hosting safety trainings or discussions, reviewing workplace safety policies, sharing safety messages with employees and families, and participating in safety challenges. For more information, safety resources, and ways to get involved, visit WISafetyCouncil.org.